McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Jim Dravenstadt-Masseri. He's the Ingham County Road Commission Board Chair. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Tony.
Wanted to get your take because we have spoken with reporters as well as Ingham County Board of Commissioner members about the two public meetings to get public intake into their decision or their desire to dismantle the Road Commission Board. On those two meetings, I know that there were some supporters that were in favor of keeping it in place. What's your take on those two meetings?
Well, I think we had more folks that came out and spoke on the second public hearing. Labor came out pretty strong supporting the Road Commission to stay in place for another year, let us do the job we've been doing so well for many years. I spoke to the commissioners on the meeting on the 10th and formally requested all the commissioners to allow myself and my fellow commissioners to stay on for 1 year. Let us do what we've been doing so well as far as maintaining and repairing the roads and allow them to take over those three functions we gave them, which were the finance, HR, and IT. And I asked them to consider us working as partners and then evaluate the how we've done together within the year. And I told them I felt this was a reasonable request and asked them to give us that opportunity.
Jim, do you feel like you're almost wasting your time from the aspect of the decision's pretty much been made? There are some commissioners who may be changing their votes in favor of keeping you and the entity that you chair on board, but it still seems like the majority is dead set on dissolving the commission board. And do you think you're fighting a fruitless fight?
No, I don't. I'm being optimistic, Tony, and I think it's worth moving forward. I want to make it clear that, one thing about what our Road Commission has done since I've been there and before me, we've done a very good job of maintaining the roads, repairing them, making sure they're safe for Ingham County residents. And our county commissioners have not had any complaints about what we've done for the roads, and that's our job, and that we've done it well. And if it's not broke, why are we trying to fix it at this time? The internal functions that we provided to them is something that we don't deal with on a day-to-day basis anyways. It's our staff. But one thing about the HR side, we don't have the staffing or the capabilities of doing the HR functions like the county does, and that's why we offered them to take it over, because they have the capabilities of serving our employees with those needs.
Yeah, but Jim, there was a lot of dysfunction that was coming from the former board chair, Shirley Rogers, as well as some thought that she was directed by Deb DeLeon, and that did cause some dysfunction. And even though the job was done, maybe it could have been done better if we wouldn't have had this problem.
Well, maybe so, but, since I've taken over as chair January 3rd of this year, things have calmed down. I've tried to work with labor and build the labor relations with our union leadership at the Road Commission. We've been having a lot of talks and good relationship, and I believe that things are getting better in that respect, and I believe with the help from the county on the HR side, with my relationship with the union leadership, I believe we can get where we need to go to be positive for the future. And I'm not giving up on that.
All right, Jim, we appreciate your time and your take, and we will talk with you soon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.